HKX, mobile.
4HKX, KQRCU.
Hope you're enjoying this bright sunshine in the morning.
If the construction crew on Highway 25 could figure out that they need to direct traffic when they block an intersection, it would help out tremendously in the morning.
Let's not get started on that one, because I could go on for days on the way they block traffic around here.
I'm out right there at 290 and 25, and there's two tractor trailers waiting to turn left, and they've got equipment sitting in the median, so they can't pull out into the median. And got it down to one lane, so traffic's nonstop coming down through there, so them poor boys ain't never gonna get out in the road.
And that's a dangerous place in the first off, so not good.
Not good at all. I seen you go by the shop yesterday. You going down 276 headed toward Travers Rest. Figured you'd swing in. I got you on the list for that stuff me and you talked about.
I appreciate it, and I would love to stop in, but yesterday I was running way behind because I had to go down to Michelin yesterday morning, so I normally do that up through there first thing in the morning, so that's how far behind I was.
Dang, you running behind. You need to get up earlier.
He's getting old in 0 TR.
I'm getting old, but I still haven't called you, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm Cinderella TR, and I'm just headed down I forget what they call it here, towards the hospital to pick up Miss Bernice, Patrick.
Already?
So, but, they haven't told me officially, but they said yesterday that she could have come home, but it was up to the doctor. And being years ago, when she had back surgery, she'd had a blood clot. The last two surgeries, she did not. But they said just to be on the safe side, we'll keep her overnight. She was up and walked out in the hall there yesterday afternoon, Patrick. And so far, she ain't complained any about the pain. She just magic, that's all I can say.
She's used to putting up with you, so she's used to the pain.
That's one. Go ahead, the other gentleman. I didn't catch who was on here.
It's Russell, K2RCL. Yeah, I imagine if she puts up with Tom on a regular basis, we got to give her a gold star, because it's hard for us to put up with him, just what we have to deal with him.
I resemble that, Russell. And I'm very blessed. No, she didn't complain a bit, and got up and walked with the physical therapist, and they asked her what her pain was, and she said, about a 5, and I said, you sure about that? Well, I guess it's about a 3. And I thought, oh my. And that was just not long after she woke up.
Conversation, Dave. Well, Tom, I'm going to have to jump out of here. I'm at my next stop. But good to hear all of you. And Tom, really excited that you're bringing Miss Bernice home today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, gentlemen.
Patrick, come on in here. Tell us how we doing this morning.
I'm cold. I got to go down to Simpsonville and go try and fire up a heat system for someone. Tom, I just want to make a comment. When your wife was asked what her pain was, I think my answer would have been quite a bit different. Over to you, Tom.
Yeah, me too. Dave, good morning. I'm just thrilled to death. She's an amazing woman, that's all I can say. And she does have a high threshold of pain, but that just amazed me, you know, having a complete... He showed me a picture of that new hip they put in there. I bet that rod down the center of that bone, 6 inches long. He said, oh, gosh, Tom, said everything fit up great, no problems at all. And I said, how many surgeries have you done today, doctor? He said, 6. Can you imagine that, and that was, maybe 3:30 in the afternoon.
I'm glad to hear she's doing good. I'm glad to hear she's going to get to come home. Dave, I hope you warm up real quick, like, I think it's supposed to be a nice day today. At least it ain't raining. I got to jump out of here. I'm fixing to pull in here at the shop. Gentlemen, I'm going to say 73 to you, and I'll be clear on y'all's side.
Good day, Russell.
Street, have a good day. I'm heading down towards Simpsonville. Anyway, Tom, my answer would have been, the only pain I have is my husband, because I know that's what my wife would say.
Well, you can't beat honesty. all I've had this morning so far is a cup of day-old coffee I made yesterday, but I put it in a glass thermos bottle, and one cookie. So that gives you an idea of my cooking ability.
Me too. Yeah, me too. I actually do the same thing in the morning. I'll drink a cup from the day before because we have a thermos that'll keep it warm like forever while I'm making the fresh pots in the morning. So, but anyway, I guess you're going to the hospital or you're going home or what?
I'm good. I'm approaching that hill that Dave has a name for, Hill 4. Dave, the tennis player. Anyway, down here, you got to go down to the Haywood Mall almost and then turn over there to the Fatewood Hospital. And I'm just about down in that area now. Got a few miles to go yet, Dave. Well, good luck on heading to Simpsonville to get someone going. It's not that cold today. I got 47, but that's supposed to be a very non-linear deceleration in the warm temperatures, at least for the next week.
If you're meaning it's going to get cold quick, yes, it is. I'm fully expecting my phone to ring off the hook, as it were. But yeah, this is one of Jimmy's customers, and I guess it's his fiance's house. I got to run down and take a look. It's hasn't run in about 2 days, apparently. So I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get there.
CR. I'm on North Street in Howell. But this road down here changes about 3 times on the way down here. Names. I don't know about these roads in South Carolina. They're crazy. They never go in a straight line, that's for sure. We never had any problem with hills back in Kansas.
Yeah, the same thing in Florida. Pretty flat down there. You know, like US-1 will change names a couple times, but I understand. You know, you cross roads and you're going from one name to another on the same road. That's all right. You get used to it, I guess.
I'm going on my own head right now, although it's stopped up with sinuses, but I'm not on the GPS, but it's nice to have it available, Dave, I'll tell you for sure. Well, you got a little drive down there to Simpsonville. I haven't been down there in a long time. We used to go down there to watch the son play baseball out there in the big park there. I guess it's east of town.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that. But, yeah, the GPS says about 48 minutes. She's down in really the heart of Simpsonville. Because Simpsonville really starts, I think, down there around Woodruff Road and 14 in that area. That kind of begins Simpsonville. And then you go on down.
And it's grown exponentially just like every place else. I know if they didn't do something with that traffic through downtown Simpsonville, oh my, he'd really be a mess now.
Not a big fan of going down near Woodruff Road either. As much as I like, oh my gosh, I got to get gas this morning. I just looked at my gas meter. Been so doggone busy, I haven't had a chance to stop. But yeah, it's, I'll get down there, just take my time. That's really the only call I got today. Things are kind of eased off a little bit. I'm pretty well caught up.
Yeah, on a put a beeper on those gas gauges when they get critical instead of just an annunciator, you know, on the dash. Thankfully, I don't have a problem with that at my age, and no more driving than we do. Well, I can see the Haywood Mall from where I'm sitting, so, and it says 385 up ahead of me, and I'm turning right here to get away from that mess, so that's a plus. Uh-oh, here comes a car here.
14 in Wade Hampton, it's repeater's getting a little noisy.
For once I know exactly where you're at, Dave. That's pretty good for Kansas. We're a little slow.
I got you.
Well, that's, you know, the traffic moves pretty good down 14 in that area. It's real busy at rush hour times, but can't really complain. Dave, I'm just about here, and I'm going down a real big hill and might disappear, but you have a wonderful day and a safe day and a productive day, and blessings to you, and we'll catch you down the line. KO4HKX, S, in 0TR, 73, Dave.
Wow. Okay, I think Patrick already signed out. Tom, give Bernice my best. Have a good day. KB2HXS to be out of here. 73.
Well, I've lost everything this morning, my mind included. KB2HSX. Well, Patrick was there. I'm 76 years old. At least I was within one. Take care, Dave. TR's clip.
No problem. I understand completely. No worries. You got too much on your mind. Take care of the missus. See you later, KB2HXS.